Now, the main purpose of CPT is to provide standard and uniform language to communicate among patients, doctors, and third-party payers. Just as a background, the first volume appeared in 1966. It was published by the AMA. And CPT is part of a larger system of coding for government claims called Healthcare Common Procedural Coding System, also known as HCPCS, is what we commonly hear. Each procedure, service, or supply has a 5-digit numerical code. This is a number system that's used to basically simplify the reimbursement processes for insurance carriers. It helps eliminate the need to read lengthy reports for services. So instead of sending our 5-6-page progress notes to describe what it is that the physician did, we can submit these 5-digit codes to the insurance carriers to thoroughly explain the procedure or the service that was performed. Now, each code contains something different. Codes do change from year to year, and I just want to remind everybody that outdated codes do not get reimbursed at all. Used to be they gave a little grace period. They don't have that grace period anymore. Keep up with that state-of-the-art healthcare. The CPT is revised annually, and again, the new codes are going to be effective January 1st of each calendar year. So make sure you are using your new CPT books and new codes by January 1st of every year. And then finally, of course, each code can be modified by adding a 2-digit number that gives additional information, and we will go over some modifiers and how to properly use these modifiers towards the latter part of this program.